Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good. Craig and I are doing just great today, and it's another one of those fun times to get in the car and discover all the places and people and things in North Ridgeville. What time? I heard that it starts with a special veterans dedication.
Yes, we're honoring the veterans as our theme for this year is Discover the Ridge. And it's going to start at Don Molds at 9 a.m. And Don Molds is at 34837 Lorraine. In my Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau office is right next to Don Molds. And in that area, we're going to have live entertainment. We're going to have food. Dunkin' Donuts is donating donuts, 15 dozen donuts. We're going to have coffee, all for the veterans. And every open house along the way, we have over 20, they're all going to be honoring the veterans. And we have an ad in the North Ridgeville Press this week that has that map in it, or you can go to nrchamber.com to get the map of all the open houses.
Where did the idea for honoring the veterans come from to make it part of this event?
Well, I always have to have a kickoff as far as what we do to entice people to attend our event, and I thought there was nothing better than honoring our veterans because they do so much for us.
So let's talk about some of the places you have planned. You could take us maybe on a little bit of a journey.
Okay. Well, we're starting out at Molds. It's number one for our ceremony. And then we go to Worcester's on Lorraine Road, the Heat Exchange. Then we go to Cook Road for Elite K911 dog training. Then we go up to Center Ridge with Coldwell Banker Realty. Then the Dairy Queen's giving away a free cone if you show them the map. And when they come to start this open house journey, they'll get our brochure and map, and that will allow them to get free things along the way. Next, we have Blue Barn Shops, and the shop next door used to be another place, but they joined hands with Blue Barn, Bulk and Bushel. A new entry this year is Pet Value, JP Custom Floor Covering, Home Instead Senior Care, North Ridge Health Center is up on 83, Bistro 83 is on 83, south of the Square Collision is on Race Road, and they're having a car wash. O'Neill Health Center and Holy Love Ministries on Butternut Ridge, and that about takes care of it.
There's a lot of different places and all sorts of, it's a variety, and it kind of shows what makes up North Ridgeville as far as the business.
Right, we're trying to attract people to see how wonderful our city is. It's a free family event, and like I said, we're honoring the veterans, which is all good. And at every place on the open house tour, you can put your entry in for our 48-inch big screen TV that we're giving away.
You know, Marjorie, it sounds like things are alive and well in North Ridgeville, even with the construction there on Center Ridge Road. Is that a
right,
fair assessment?
That's right. We, as the Chamber, have been working hard with those businesses, along with ODOT, to make sure that they get through this better than ever.
It, of course, as any time for the improvement, you can see, obviously, growth that will occur because of all of this.
Oh, definitely. Our city's growing by leaps and bounds. We're going to have an increase in business.
Right.
In the next coming years.
Right. It's not often you see too much of demolition taking place. When that whole corner of 20 and 83 started taking shape, people who maybe just kind of cut through North Ridgeville that way have seen and says, hey, there's obviously something going on, right?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. In our university hospitals, health center is going to be opening this year right on Lorraine Road. We're very excited about that. They're having a grand opening on June 24th. That's a great structure, and we have a new business. Riddell is our new company that brought 400 to 500 new employees into North Ridgeville, which is another new company.
We're talking today with Marjorie Snyder for the North Ridgeville Chamber and the Visitors Bureau. You've got the event coming up tomorrow from 9 until 3. It's all self-guided, right? You pick up the map wherever you want to go, whatever time you can take part
in. Right. Every location will have a map, so wherever you start along the way, you can pick up the brochure map.
Right. I like the fact now that you could go down to 83, and if you get near the bistro, you can finish up, go to the roundabout, and turn yourself back up and head back more
Hey, we love that roundabout.
Up into North Ridgeville as well. But it's a great way to sort of take you through different parts of North Ridgeville, see some of different businesses, welcome you with open arms to maybe go into a place you haven't been before, and maybe just gives you an excuse to browse, which is not bad for a Saturday, I would think.
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun going on, a lot of entertainment.
And again, if people want to get a hold of this map, where can they get this then?
Well, they can go to our website, nrchamber.com, or any one of the sites. If they go to Don Molds, I have that address. It's 34837 Lorraine Road. That's where our kickoff is. Tomorrow morning we'll have brochure maps there and every location along the way.
Do the sites have some sort of identifier?
Yes, they have a sign.
All right.
It says Discover the Ridge site.
Discover the Ridge is what you're looking for tomorrow. Again, it's from 9 to 3 in North Ridgeville. Marjorie, thanks for your time this morning.
Hopefully. My pleasure. Thank you, Bruce.